Only fools
rest. Hello and welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. You're tuned to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHS AA Girls Sweet 16. I'm Carl Nathy here on the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Earlier today, it was Bowling Green edging Owsley County, a first ever participant in the Girls Sweet 16. That score, 46 for Bowling Green, 44 for Owsley County. Then McCracken County bested Russell, 50-33. McCracken County and Bowling Green will meet in Friday's first quarterfinal. Now this evening, two more opening round contests. Louisville Butler, 26 wins, 8 losses, meeting Anderson County with a record of 32-2. That's the first game tonight. In the nightcap, Franklin County, 29 wins against 6 losses, goes against North Laurel at 29-5. The voice of the EKU Colonels and Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer Greg Stottlemyre will bring us the play-by-play of Butler versus Anderson County. Joining Greg on the broadcast and providing expert analysis, former standout girls basketball player and coach Mina Todd. Greg will sit down with both head coaches coming up after this brief timeout. This is the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A-Metal.com.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Coaches Anderson County, you've won 14 in a row, but you had to use late runs in both the regional final and semifinal to get here. What was the key to being able to do that under pressure situation?
Well, for one, we always are going to trust our defense. Last time I looked, we're the highest free throw shooting percentage team in the state. We're going to hit free throws.
But a big thing for us is the offensive rebounds. I think we were at 5.5-6 offensive rebounds per fourth quarter in the postseason. So obviously those extra possessions are a big deal for us.
You have a fantastic 1-2 punch. Your senior point guard, Jenna Satterley, at 18.5 points a game, and your 6-foot junior. Butler's going to attack those two.
Well, I'm sure they're going to pressure up on them and try to be physical with them, make them put the ball on the floor. I don't think they're going to give them a lot of standstill jump shots, but, you know, it's all season long. I mean, it's not a secret on what Anderson County's going to have. So, you know, it's things that they're used to, and, you know, it'll just come down to who can execute today.
you look at your defensive numbers, number one in the state, allowing 33.3 points a game, but you've got to deal with a 1-2 punch on the other side and a big player inside, and Ramiah White, she's a load to handle at times.
Yeah, I mean, I made a joke the other day that, you know, I think she's 6'5", my starting center's 5'7", and my center makes up for being short by being slow. So, you know, we know that it's a monumental task. The White kid is just absolutely huge for Kentucky High School anyway. And then, you know, the Knight kid's not small. And, you know, she's 6 foot or so. And so we're going to have to really, really work. And we're going to have to gang rebound. And we're going to have to do our work early and not let them get to spots. And, you know, it's a really tough game for us. But, you know, we've come this far, so we'll see what happens.
Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Clay Birdwhistle, the head coach of Anderson County, will talk to the Butler head coach next here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
They've had four coaches in 4 years, especially my seniors. And I know that was a tough transition when I got the job, and I talked to them about it. And I told them change was hard. But I think they've seen the results of trusting the process, discipline, accountability, and I know they're excited about tonight.
When you played at U of L, you went to a Final Four and to a championship game. Can you the player to your players tonight?
Definitely, and I've talked to them about that. I've told them I've played in March before, and I've played the last game, and so I think there's respect. I think there's a respect factor with me with that, and I think it's helped us so far.
You have co-6th region players of the year, and they are a tough load to handle, but on the other side, there's two really big players for Anderson County, so both teams are going to struggle with how to deal with the duo.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the other guards are two pretty good guards. I mean, they like to just kind of slow you down. They play at their own pace, which not a lot of high school players do that. They're more fast, you know, play a quick game. So they're really good, averaging 18 to 19 points a game. But like you said, they'll have to deal with our two as well. So I think it'll be an exciting game.
They only allow that 33.3. Part of it, that is pace. But how concerned are you about breaking down their defense overall?
I think if we just execute and do the things that we're supposed to, take care of the ball, because there have been games where we've scored about 33 points a game, but I think we've done a much better job with that. We just got to execute, take what's given to us, and not freak out, I guess you would say.
I know you had the big lead in the regional final, and then you said you didn't handle full court pressure as a team, so I'm sure that's been a practice focus.
Oh, for sure. We didn't, and I know I had one of my starting point guards foul out at that time, too, so that was a big issue for us, but we hadn't been pressed in a while as well, and so I think we just kind of freaked out, and with the moment being as big as it was, I think that had something to do with it. So I talked about move the ball like we know how to.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's the Butler coach, Candace Wheeler. More after this on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
From Rupp Arena, the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? In game number 3 of the opening round of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16, it'll be Butler at 26-8 against Anderson County 32-2. And here are the Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. First of all, for the Lady Bearcats, they will start at one guard, Jenna Satterley. Second leading scorer at 18.3 points a game, 1.4 threes per game, and she takes almost 7 foul shots a game. in this four-guard lineup. Claire Cooper gets a start tonight. 5'9" senior, averaging 3.3 points a game. Top scorer, Lainey Johnson, 6-foot junior, 19.1 a game. She also is the 42nd leading rebounder in Kentucky high school basketball at 6.6 a game. Fourth guard is Ella Baum, 5'9½" junior, 8.4 points a game. Third on the team, second in rebounding at 5.6. And getting the start in the pivot, averaging 1.4, is the sophomore in Faith Hyatt. So again, it's Satterley, Cooper, Johnson, Baum, and Hyatt going for Anderson County. The Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups for the Barretts. Butler will go with Amari Gobert at shooting guard. She's averaging 4 a game. She's a 5'3 senior. At the point guard is Anisha Russell. She is a 4'8½" junior, averaging 5.1 points a game. The coach mentioned it in our pregame interview. She fouled out in the regional final, and they had trouble with pressure when she was dispatched to the bench. The center is Ramaya White, who has committed herself to Kentucky. 11.4 points a game, 7.6 rebounds, second in scoring, first in rebounding, 6'3 senior. And power forward is Mariah Knight, their leading scorer, 15.5 a game. The 5'7 senior, second in rebounding at 7.2. And also at small forward is Z Bradley, as they call her, Keziah Bradley, 5'4 senior, averaging 4.4. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. I'm Greg Stottlemyre with the call alongside Maida Todd, longtime coach on the high school level, played at Tennessee and Murray State as well. And it's time now for Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. Maida, what are the nutrients of the game?
Well, Greg, the nutrients today for Butler are going to be they need to control the tempo, make it their game, execute their game plan, take care of the ball and limit turnovers against the Anderson County defensive pressure, who holds people to only 33 points per game. For Anderson County, their offensive execution is going to be huge against the size and the length of the Butler Barretts. They must block out and gain rebound if they want to have a chance on the boards. And their defensive intensity, as always, will be a key to their win.
That's our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we will name them for you. Let's pause. Station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
All right, six eyes, three whistles, the stripes tonight. Bob Cole, the referee. Ralph Fugit is umpire one. Tyrone Fields, umpire two. And just in case, Donald Gilmore is the alternate. The Butler Barretts will go left to right as we see it here behind the official score. And Anderson County will be going the other way, away from their bench in the dark blue. No challenge of the tap. You heard Coach Bird Whistle talk about that. We're not going to jump it up, give it up over a foot there. And so out of the corner, left side for the lead. Airballed one too long on the miss by Knight. And it'll be out of bounds as they tussle for the rebound to Anderson County. Those jitters right out of the gate.
Exactly what I was going to say. Two good looks, but you can tell that the bright lights of Rupp Arena right now are affecting those shots.
Play on the college court here at Rupp Arena. Kaywood Leffert Court, named after the legendary late announcer. Down on the drive to the baseline, nothing there. The Mide Baum, so she'll get it out high to their second leading scorer in Satterley between the rings. One hands a pass to Cooper. Claire Cooper off, right wing to their top scorer of the year in Johnson. Very patient, little bounce pass on the cut, tipped away, shoot the passing gap from the steal by Z Bradley. Bradley throws it away, give it back. Take it away, give it away. Driving the other way to the goal for the layup. Miss at the goal by Satterley. And now the other way quickly to the goal. Drawing the foul in transition was Anaya Russell. So both teams a little jittery out of the gate here. 0-2 Butler from the field, 0-1 for Anderson County, and they both made a couple of turnovers early.
You know, Russell, great job attacking the basket, getting herself to the free throw line.
Nicer Russell, 4'8½", and she'll roll in the first foul shot. She looks taller than that to me, but that's what they list her.
I I'm like, Coach Wheeler, are you, you know, maybe she's trying to play a little mind game, make them look, think they're smaller than they are, because I think she's a little taller than 4'8".
I agree with you. First two for Butler. For Russell at the free line. She's a 66% foul shooter. Now the Lady Bearcats will work it across the timeline here at Rupp Arena. Go out high right. Johnson. Johnson comes back between the rings. As she goes out on the wing to Hyatt, gets the hand back, drives to the baseline. Tough 12-footer on the baseline. Good to tie it.
Yeah, that was a tough shot. Had somebody in her face, but great job knocking that down by Lainey Johnson.
Minute and a half in the game. Baseline left. Driving is Gobert. Cut off. Feeds it back out high to Russell. Russell around, and they had it tipped out on good denial defense out on the wing. It was intended out there on the near side for Bradley.
Satterley, great job that time getting in the passing lane.
Right in front of the Lady Bearcats bench. And now Butler will bring it in. The Bearettes out of Region 6. Passing around with the perimeter. High left, Gobert. Comes top of the key, Bradley. One on the deck to the right side. Driving outside the paint, tipped away, but the post has got it turned.
Nice Banks move.
Scores. Double three.
You know, Greg, that was deflected and was looking like a turnover, but because of her long reach, she was able to corral that ball and finish.
6'3 senior committed to Kentucky. Here's a throw for the defense. Twice they've tried to throw it inside. Once it'll bounce that time, and a looping pass from the high left to the low right. Deflected out. But Butler can't get the turnover. 5:51 first quarter. 4-2 Butler.
Butler opening in their man-to-man defense.
Anderson County out of Region 8, District 3. Butler out of Region 6, District 22. Their enrollment's pretty close. Driving into the lane, pulling up, now getting back out left of the lane. On a bounce pass goes Satterley, and now they'll retreat it out high to their leading scorer, Lady Johnson. Satterley and Johnson score most of the points. Good back down. Kiss the window and put it in. That was a right way. Auto Glass off the glass shot. Right way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Tied at 4. Deep three, Bradley. Back iron, no. Comes off the flange to the foul line. Defensive rebound by Cooper. Now the Lady Bearcats are running. Step back three, no. Graces off the left side of the rim on the try by Lady Johnson. Offensive rebound cleared out Cooper. And they'll reset the offense. No shot clock in girls' high school basketball. Angling to the right side, Satterley. Hand off to Johnson. Now out to the left wing to Faith Hyatt. She'll bring it out high to Satterley, who's guarded and shadowed all the way by Butler, eyeing her everywhere she goes in the man-to-man. Oh, nice cut inside. Loop over the defense. Got it to Johnson. Threw it across the backboard, and it turned into a pass, even though it was a shot. And Claire Cooper cleans it up and puts it in. And Anderson County has taken its first lead after two ties. Deep three for the lead. Will not fall from deep on the left side by Knight. Anderson County running. They lead 6-4. Backing down, Johnson got it out high. Faith Hyatt. Have faith in your shot, Faith Hyatt.
Great job. Hyatt just stepped into that pure three.
7-0 run by Anderson. They lead 9-4 after being down 2-0 and 4-2. And the threes are falling. One by Hyatt there. One earlier. That's their only three. 0-2 Butler. They'll go inside to their post. And a nice move to the left side of the goal. And a bank in by Romaya White.
Good job by Butler. Just being patient, working the ball around, getting the ball inside to White for an easy two.
7-0 run just happened over a minute 16. Loop to the foul line. Caught. Turning. 10-footer. Left side of the lane. Going down. As another bucket by Satterley.
She knows how to score.
Well, these two, Johnson and Satterley, big scores. You can see their offensive skill set. They only give up 33.3 a game. Ball tipped away as they're going up. The shoot was Knight. Tipped it away from her. Baseline runner put up. Will not fall for Gobert. Offensive rebound by White. And then she is fouled at 3:11 of the first quarter. They're going to call it on Faith Hyatt, her first.
Anderson has Faith Hyatt kind of shadowing White everywhere she goes on the floor. Even though there's a huge size difference, Hyatt's holding her own in there, battling away. That time she just got called for a foul.
Yeah, Johnson, 4 points for Anderson County, 4 points for White. Bring it into Bradley, thought about a three, didn't take it. They'll swing it around. They brought Robinson in. Amari Robinson is on the court. So is Malia Patrick. Malia Patrick, I should say. So they go pretty deep at guard and play as many as 3-point guards. Look at that reach in at the foul line and the tip away by Cooper. Now Anderson County comes out of the pack as they have forced the turnover. Butler second of the night. Lady Bearcats have made one. They lead 11-6. Top of the key, Cooper. Goes to the right side, working down on the baseline is Baum. She picks up the dribble on the right flat. Bounces it out to Johnson, who has four early. Johnson muscles her way in, puts it up, no. Right side of the lane, rebound pulled down by Knight. We're coming the other way with Bradley. As they work left to right, into the corner, deep three, bang, out of the corner right side for the new reserve in, Malia Patrick.
Nice job by Patrick, coming in, knocking down a big three for Butler.
High scoring, Butler's pace early as we near the 2-minute mark of the first stanza, 11-9, Anderson County. Top of the key, McGregor is checked in. She bounced it low, nothing there, so they'll clear it out to the wing to Cooper. Her 3-point shot, no good. And now Butler running the other way with Gobert. Gobert brings her right side to the young lady who just hit the three. Patrick, baseline, Bradley. Bradley cut off on the inline. Clears it back outside to Patrick. Now to the head of the key and around left side. And picked up the pivot foot when she brought it in. And a travel on Knight. Their leading scorer has not got on the scorebook yet. Timeout, 141. Get underway in the opening round game, 11-9. Anderson County over Butler on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
The Southland Dairy Farmers know the best way to energize your game is with chocolate milk. For more information, visit southlanddairyfarmers.com. Minute 41 to go. First period, 11-9. Anderson County used a 7-0 run to break away from a 2-point deficit. Built the lead at 5. It sits at 2 now. They're 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 8 for Butler. Both teams 1 of 3 from deep. Rebounding even. 3 turnovers. Butler, 1 Anderson. What have you seen so far, Minaton?
Well, I feel like that Butler's rushing their offense a little bit. They're taking some early, quick shots. Their nerves were, just a little bit rattled, but now they're settling in. And they've got to do a better job of getting to these shooters with Satterley and Johnson being such high-octane scorers.
Satterley will walk it up court now. She comes into a jog across the midcourt stripe. Works out onto the right wing. Hand off to Johnson around left. Holding the ball high, McGregor off the bench tonight. Now they fan it out right wing. Good look at a three. Will not fall, though, for Baum. 38% shooter. It's over one a game. Defensive rebound cleared. Out on the left side, the only three made by Patrick. She's got it. She'll retreat the ball up top between the rings. Now work herself right side. Back out high to Russell, who was on the bench for a moment. Back in a starter. That is Anijah Russell. Now driving baseline, Patrick. Feeds it inside low to Knight, who is yet to score until now in the last minute of period number one. We're tied at 11.
And nice job that time. Didn't rush anything. Took their time. Got a great look by Mariah Knight underneath.
Mariah Knight's played at 3 different high schools in her 4-year high school career. Feed into the post, tipped away, but Johnson runs it down. They are really trying to make sure she can't get that entry post. She's a driver to the foul line. Finds a 14-footer, hits the back heel of the rim, no. Rebound defensively, Amari Robinson, is 5'9 senior off the bench. Pretty deep team for the head coach of the Butler Barretts, Candace Wheeler, in her first year, fourth coach in as many years. Ball above head at the top of the key, Robinson.
Robinson gives it off Bradley. Feeds it right back to Robinson. Turns on Johnson. Nothing there. Corner left side. Bradley too long. Turns into an easy rebound. Bobbling over the rim into the hands of Baum. And in transition, tipped out of bounds. And we'll go in an 11-11 game with 1.7 seconds to go to Anderson County. What kind of play do they have here? It looks like they were going to throw it in backcourt with 1.7 to go. Now they're looking forecourt. Got it in. Catch and shoot at the buzzer off the backboard and no good off the left side of the rim for Jetta Satterley. We played 8. Nothing settled. Butler and Anderson County tied at 11 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Local banking is important to me. That's why I choose Traditional Bank. Their experienced staff is there to help with all my banking needs. When I'm opening a new account, depositing my grandmother's birthday cash, or need a replacement debit card on my way out of town, Traditional Bank has me covered. And after-hours banking? They've got that too with online banking and the mobile app. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Traditional Bank today. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
As we get ready for the second quarter, Anderson County head coach Clay Birdwhistle stressing rebounding. Meantime, Butler head coach Candace Wheeler talking defense in her huddle. The sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Greg?
Jenna Satterley gets a screen, works her way right off the Hyatt block, but nothing there, so they'll reverse it to the left. Now out high, right baseline, got an open player driving in. McGregor kissed the window and in. That was another right way auto glass off the glass shot. Right way auto glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. 7.5 to go in the first half. Anderson County 13-11 lead. Both teams have had a little separation, nothing big. Thinking about another three. Patrick step back at it. Two off the bench. How about the 27% shooter who averages 3.8 a game, a three-pointer, and a new leader, 14-13.
Nothing like the Sweet 16 to up those percentages.
Feeling the heat stroke at Rupp Arena. Pump fake, fake by Faith Hyatt. Hands it back and interrupted in a step-in-front steal at the head of the key by Bradley. Z. Bradley comes to the baseline. Gets it off to the hot shooting Patrick. She'll back it away. Good job not to heat stroke. Look at that no-look pass inside to the baseline. Oh, and she nose-dived in there, and Amari Robinson put it in. Boy, that was eye deception right there.
Great no-look. Found her down low. Great finish.
So Robinson, the field goal, her first, and with a 5-0 run, a new leader, Butler by three. Johnson hunting something to the right wing. She'll come back top of the key from 18. No. Rebound tipped out off the hands of an offensive rebound attempt by Faith McGregor, and Butler in a little bit of a roll here as they have broken away from a 13-11 deficit with five straight and shooting the ball very well of late here. We have a timeout, and we'll stay right here because we've got to ask you about Milk and Milk products. You know they provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers.
I wasn't very good in chemistry or biology, so.
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, I'm glad you got to read that list. That's all you.
See, this year they gave us a pronunciation guide because that one always messed me up a little bit.
It would still mess me up.
You know, I want to talk a little bit. You're going to do this 50-50, but you coached one of these head coaches in this game in high school, and I know you think a lot about how good throughout her career Candace Wheeler. She wasn't known as Candace Wheeler back then. It was Candace Bingham, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and I couldn't be more proud. She went on to be a great college player and has, you know, been at the college level coaching, and she was just talking to me about the fact that there's something about high school that just really suits her, and I couldn't be more proud.
And that's what it's all about as a coach, isn't it, to know what you've done to help kids and what they've done to enrich your life as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, she got to play in she got to be in part of the Sweet 16 back when she was in high school, and then go on, like you said, at U of L and play on the national stage and in the national championship. So she's got great experience.
Yeah, played 2 years at Xavier, too, at U of L on that Final Four team in the finals of the NCAA tournament in 2009. Was a WNBA draft pick, played at Luxembourg, Germany, and Puerto Rico pros. We're coming back to start a coaching career. Lob inside to the post, another turn. And boy, you can see why a P5 recruit is Ramiah White. She is down on the post and has really silky smooth moves and seven in a row. Remember, Anderson County scored seven in a row to take a 9-4 lead. Down 13-11, seven in a row by Butler, and they lead 18-13. 7-0 run over a minute 20. Abated there on the right block, throw and bank and score. Down on the low post by Satterley.
And that's a great job by Anderson. Ran that little flex cut wide open. Satterley underneath on the block.
Satterley 2-for-3 from the field. She has 4, and it's back to a one-possession game at 5:25 and a ticking. First half clock. Drive to the goal. Too hard off the window. White rebound. Too hard off the backboard for her. Off the miss from her teammate Gobert. Chance to get with win it or tie it. Here's a 3 for the tie. Back iron. No, kicks long. As it ping-pongs its way to the left side, the miss and a rebound pulled down by Russell off the slinging miss off the left wing by Johnson. And now angling right is Russell. She finds an avenue to the goal, draws the harm on Johnson. The shot no good. She'll go to the line for 2 free tosses. Johnson's first foul.
And Nia Russell does a great job attacking the basket.
But Johnson just 2 of 8 from the field. But don't let that at 0-for-2 from 3 take away from what she's done. 3 of the 4 assists by her on the other side. 2 assists by Patrick. And also 1 assist by Russell, 1 by Robinson. On the inbounds, cutters cut into the corner to Patrick. Patrick lobs it low to White. Perfect position. Give her the assist and give White her 8 point she has worked her way down low.
White was calling for the ball there. Anytime she shows those numbers, you need to get her the ball because she's a strong finisher.
Co-Regional 4 player, Regional 6 player of the year, along with her teammate Mariah Knight. Knight is down low defensively now. Hand off to Satterley, cutting around the foul line to the left side. Her shot will not fall. Rebounded by Russell and speeds it up to forecourt. Russell to the head of the key. Throws it left side, Bradley. Down low to White, left. That one's short. A check in her finger there. She comes up court. Here comes Satterley pushing pace. The ball deflected out of bounds. One thing I've seen the Bearettes do is get in passing lanes well tonight.
Oh, they're doing a great job. One thing they do so well, and I know they work on this every day in practice, is you got to react while the ball's in the air. You can't wait till your player catches the ball and then react to her. And they are great at getting ball deflections.
Mari Robinson back in. They'll give White a breather. She had a couple up and down the court situations. Johnson covered up in the corner. Got out of the 5 count there on the bounce pass. Double teamed her teammate. Got it back. Can't see the number. Coach standing up. Johnson wheels her way to the lane. Misses from 10. Offensive rebound right back. Try it one more time. She's 2 of 10 from the field. And a defensive rebound pulled down by Robinson. The whistle sounds and she's fouled as Anderson County has gone into a struggling second quarter from the field.
You know, a little frustration here. She's fouling 90 feet from the basket. Never want that.
2 of 7 in the second quarter from the field for Anderson County. 4 of 7 so far for Butler. 3:38, clock moving down near hot dog and Coke time. Down on the baseline here as we near halftime. Round to the right side, Knight. Been pretty silent. Knight holding, thinking. Foul line pass. Good muscling move inside. Extra step. Too hard off the backboard on the slingshot by Robinson. We're coming the other way. Cross the timeline. Pass it into the left side corner. Open shooter, and it will not fall for Claire Cooper. Another offensive rebound. This is Glass. Kissing the glass. And she grinds to the goal and hits it.
That's a tough drive with pressure.
2017 Butler up by three. 3 minutes as the clock dips underneath it here at historic Rupp Arena, where they had an NCAA Final Four, and Villanova won that historic one. Here's a turnaround shot left just a little bit right of the lane. Short by Knight. Hadn't been her night so far. Feed low. Somebody in transition. Wide open, but missed the shot. Got it back. Clear it out high. Satterling. In and out. Back in. Tie game at 20.
Great job on the boards and kicking it out.
And a timeout called. What's a full timeout? Good coaching timeout right there by Candace Wheeler, sensing momentum. And we sense it's time to go down to our roving reporter. Let's go to Carl Nathan.
Thank you, Greg. This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel. Now, the last time out, Lady Bearcats head coach Clay Birdwhistle emphatically was telling his Anderson County team, hey, we need to set good, tough screens on offense and create mismatches. Well, they've come to life offensively now, tied the ball game at 20 apiece. As for Butler, you mentioned before you and Mina were talking about first-year head coach Candace Wheeler. And Butler, a very prestigious program in girls' basketball history in Kentucky. Five titles, 1975, 1980, 2008, 2014, and 2016, and those under the now athletic director Larry Just, only trailing Sacred Heart, which has seven, and of course the last three girls Sweet 16 state titles. Tied for second place is Butler with five titles, Laurel County, the old Laurel County before they split into North and South Laurel, and Ashland also has five state titles. And that's the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report, Mina and Greg.
It's time now for Stump the Sideline Reporter. You mentioned they had five championships. How many runner-up finishes has Butler had?
As we used to say in PR sometimes, let me get back to you on that.
All right, well, I'll get back to you. Butler, 1976, guess who they lost to? Sacred Heart in 1976.
Well, when you have a record, a state tournament record of 28-4, Sacred Heart does.
All right, so here we go. 2020, 2:30, clock moving. And across the timeline, addressing the goal to the left side. Moving out now, top of the key, Russell. Got it over to an open Gobert. Will not go in. And a rebound runs baseline and a defensive board there by Hyatt. The boards have been pretty equal. Anderson County by two. They're shooting 39%. Butler 42%. Been a back-and-forth game. Both teams have had a 7-0 run. As the clock hits 2 minutes here and a couple of ticks. Driving around the fence, but good catch from behind without fouling in a block out by Marion Knight. We have a timeout in Rupp Arena. First half, Butler 20, Anderson County 20 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is Maya Gilmore, a parent educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now, you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
We'll This Dahair's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance. Salutes 1991 Kentucky Miss Basketball Ida Bowen of Sheldon Clark High School. Bowen amassed more than 2,700 points and 300 rebounds over her stellar career and went on to help Western Kentucky University to an NCAA national runner-up finish her freshman year. Roberts Insurance congratulates Sheldon Clark, Ida Bowen, a Dahair's KHSAA 2024 inductee. 1:59 to go in the opening 16 minutes of the ball game, and it'll be Anderson County ball under their own bucket here. Bring it in, high right, just holding the ball, waiting. Is bomb back in. They've rotated. Both teams have gone about eight deep here. Actually, seven deep Anderson County and seven deep Butler. But they've subbed a lot to keep everybody fresh. Satterley on the right wing. Dribbling around to the near side left. Now back up, circling to the foul line. Nothing there for Glass. Good movement. Now Johnson. Johnson, 14-footer. Tough turner, and it went down.
Can't defend her any better than that. Great job by Johnson knocking it down. Nora Under, she's the two-time back-to-back 8th Region Player of the Year.
After seven in a row scored by Butler, how do you respond? Seven in a row now by Anderson County, but it's tied as they work low block right and turning it open, and they are really able to get points inside between nine, a pair of buckets there. White, who's been on the bench now back in, has four buckets inside. Three out of their offense, one on an offensive rebound put back. Under a minute we go, tied at 22 in a back-and-forth tilt to the right side. Johnson, deep three, too long. Been a tough shooting night for her, 3 of 12. Oh, three from three, but yet another offensive rebound. This time, Faith Hyatt will try it back. Long kicker. That three ball will kick long, and Anderson County getting the rebounds. Johnson, she had a block as she was going up the chute. Wasn't even above her shoulders. What anticipation by Russell. And they run the transition the other way. That's a jailbreaker fast break. Brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. That block shot should be illegal. It was so pretty.
It was awesome. A block and a steal. So she gets in the stat sheet double time.
Z Bradley shake her hand because Z got into the scorebook. And they lead by 2.9 seconds in the first half. Top of the key, Satterley threw it away for a second. They got it in the corner, one to shoot. They don't recognize the clock, and the halftime ends with the Butler Barretts taking a two-point lead to the locker room, 24-22 in a back-and-forth game here. Carl Nathan will track down the Barretts head coach and get her thoughts halfway through this opening round game here at Rupp Arena. Let's go over to Carl here as the coach heads his way. Carl?
All right, Greg, with the Butler Barretts head coach, Candace Wheeler, observations on that first half.
Yeah, we just got a rebound. I think we're doing a good job initially on the first possession, but then they're getting offensive rebounds.
What are you telling them at halftime other than that?
Rebound.
Rebound, okay.
And
got you.
And transition.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Candace Wheeler, head coach of the Butler Barretts, the Region 6 champions. The score at halftime, Butler 24, Anderson County 22. And we'll be back with a special guest at halftime. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards!
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. And they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
And we're back here live at Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center. Carl Leahy and the Halftime Show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Want to tell you that our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half, she is on Butler's team, the Butler Bearettes. Anaya Russell, with 5 rebounds, our top rebounder. And did you know that exercise is more effective when paired with a high-protein diet like beef, which provides the amino acids needed for muscle building and recovery? It is a privilege to be joined at halftime here by Dr. Mark Evers of UK Healthcare, the director of the UK Markey Cancer Center. Hard to believe, Mark, but 15 years you've been 15 here.
15 years. 15 great years. Really gone by quickly.
Well, I tell you what, you came here and you had one goal and then you had another goal and you just keep piling them on. Tell us, first of all, what brought you to University of Kentucky? Because you were very successful where you were before, but tell us about that 15 years ago.
Absolutely. So it was just a wonderful opportunity to get back close to home with family and friends. I knew the problems in Kentucky in terms of the high cancer rates, smoking, obesity. It was just a great opportunity to come back and try to make a difference.
Now, the first goal that I spoke of, which you achieved faster than anybody thought you could, you came in 2009, just a few short years later. Tell us about the first milestone.
Well, the first milestone was really to bring cancer center status from the National Cancer Institute to Kentucky. Kentucky, with the highest rates of cancer and mortality of cancer, did not have an NCI-designated cancer center. So we really set about that goal in 2009 and achieved it in 2012.
And I'm going to get to the other one in a second, but a couple more questions about cancer itself. One of the things, and I think we talked about this when I've interviewed you previously, that is that cancer, once again, or years ago when you and I were kids, if your parent or grandparent got it, it was almost like a death sentence. It was six months and get your affairs in order and so forth. And now we have people living 10, 15, 20 years after their first diagnosis. Great progress.
Oh, it's been tremendous progress. And I tell a lot of people that when I was 4 years old, I had a playmate that a boy same age, and one day he wasn't there, and my mother explained to me he's in the hospital, he had cancer, and he died within, you know, just several months of leukemia. And that is such a treatable cancer now. And, you know, I've been in this business now for 30 years, and within the last 5 to 6, 7 years, I'm the most excited that I've ever been in terms of the new treatments, because now we're really talking about cures for certain cancers.
Dr. Mark Evers, who is the director of the UK Markey Cancer Center, we're going to come back in just a moment and ask him about what being an NCI Comprehensive Cancer Center means. That's what UK achieved during this past year. We'll continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of CoSare for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping COSAIR kids like me.
Will you help a COSAIR kid today? Visit COSAIR.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Back with Dr. Mark Evers, director of the University of Kentucky Markey Cancer Center, part of UK Healthcare. Mark, last September, just a few months ago, about 5-6 months ago, it was announced that the University of Kentucky had joined an elite group, and that is, had become an NCI, National Cancer Institute Comprehensive Cancer Center. Why is this so important?
Well, it's so important because we joined a really elite group, as you said. So there are 55 other comprehensive cancer centers, none in Kentucky. So what this means is that patients in Kentucky and beyond, really, I mean, because we see patients from all over the country, really have access to fantastic clinical care and also cutting-edge clinical trials and research.
And this impacts funding. This enables you to attract greater and greater funding, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So with the comprehensive status comes more funding, but also with that status, more funding becomes available as well, that is beyond NCI.
All right. You guys and gals in the Markey Cancer Center are not standing still, resting on your laurels. There's some new construction on campus. Tell us what that's all about and what that's going to bring to people.
Yeah, I'm so pleased to let you know that a new cancer ambulatory building is coming up, being constructed now. Will be open in 2027, and it will really transform the way that we're delivering cancer care in the state, because patients will walk into the front door, they'll be able to see their physician, get their radiology, get their lab work, get their infusions, all in one building without having to leave. So I'm really excited about that.
We just have 30 seconds or so left. What's the most important message you want to leave with Kentuckians and others listening to this broadcast?
Yeah.
As we close?
So when people ask me that, the thing I'm most proud of is that no Kentuckian now has to leave the state to achieve outstanding clinical care and receive cutting-edge clinical trials.
Very good. Well said. Dr. Mark Evers, director of the UK Markey Cancer Center, thank you, sir, for being our guest.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Carl.
All right, the halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Butler 24, Anderson County 22. We'll continue with halftime activities. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling. Recycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Moments before the beginning of the second half, Carl Nathy courtside with Anderson County head coach Clay Birdwhistle. Clay, that first half, your observations.
I thought our kids competed. We got to do a little better with White as far as letting her get to her drop step. But that's easier said than done. She's a load. Offensively, I felt a lot of times that when we hit contact, we kind of died. We've got to be better about playing through contact and forcing the issue with that. But, you know, I wouldn't know what to do if we were up at half the last week or so. So, you know, it's kind of comforting territory.
All right, good luck.
Appreciate it.
All right, Coach Clay Birdwhistle. And with a smile on his face, even though they're down by 2 points, 24-22 at halftime. Butler of Louisville ahead of Anderson County. It's time for the second half action, and it's time to turn it back over to our expert analyst, Mina Todd, and one of the new members of the Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame, the voice of the EKU Colonels, Greg Stottlemyre. Greg?
Let's amplify on what Clay Birdwhistle said about not being ahead at halftime. They used a 12-4 run in the regional final to beat Spencer County 36-33. That's right. They were down 5 late in that ball game. The game was tied in the regional semifinal against South Oldham, and they scored 16 of the last 19 points. Before we dig into our second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next to-do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. That was the first half of back-and-forth action. Anderson County 7-0 run to go up 5. Butler had a 7-0 run to go up by 5 itself. 7-0 run by Anderson County to go up by 2. 4 in a row at the end of the first half by Butler as we seesaw back-and-forth. And they lead here at halftime by a 2-point count. So off we go to the second half, 24-22. Barretts, and don't get the second half takeout, Mina.
Yeah, they, coach talked at halftime about their rebounding and second chance opportunities. They want to limit those, and then Anderson doing a good job of attacking that basket, and they need to continue to do that.
Anderson Kelly, a 35% 3-point shooting team, but only 2 of 10 in the first half. Barretts working against the 2-3 zone. Baseline runner, Gopher, got it.
That's a way to come out of the half.
Her first two, and a 6-0 run here in the midsection of the game, and a 26-22 Butler lead. Their biggest lead has been 5. Left side of the lane, nothing there for Satterley. Got it off to Johnson, left it just short on the 12-footer, and an over-the-back foul. Nope, just tipped up. Yeah, they're going to call it. Got into the back of a blocking Barrett, and Ella Baum picks up the foul. Nobody in foul trouble. Matter of fact, that is the 4th foul on Anderson County. How about this? Butler has not committed a foul in this game. It has been well played both ways. A little shifty dribble, Gobert. Now they feed it low. We talked about low block, and she missed the shot inside. And then an over-the-back foul on a teammate trying to help off the miss. Thereby White, and I believe Gobert got caught.
Ramiah White did a nice job that time. She just got herself a little too far under the basket.
So the first foul of the day, first minute of the second half on Gobert compared to five fouls the other way. Now White's got that low post position, and that's what Clay Birdwhistle wants to clean up. She got it that time, couldn't cash in. 26-22, Butler hunting for the first points of the second half. Satterley, round to the left, free throw line extended. Cooper, one on the deck, back to Johnson. Now down baseline right, nothing there yet. Bomb, patience, Faith Hyatt. Got it out to the shooter. You heard the net splash. Claire Cooper's first three. Their third of the night. And it's a one-point game.
Yeah, that was a nice, very good offensive possession. Good execution. Good patience. Knocked down the three.
Well, it's interesting in there watching Faith Hyatt try to defend a 6'4 senior inside. Good spin inside by the other big scorer, Mariah Knight. She has six. They call her a gym rat, a leader, three schools in 4 years in high school. 28-25, Butler by three. Neither team has found separation in this tight affair in the opening round. Whip a pass from the right to the left, driving inside, finding a six-footer that rolls over the lip of the rim and in. And the basket by Satterley. She's at nine.
Good little head and shoulder fake to get that defender off her feet and took it in. Short jumper, knocked it down.
Both teams shooting well second half. Off the left wing, splash. She wears number three for a reason. Amari Gobert hadn't scored in the first half. She has five in the opening 3 minutes of half number two and a four-point lead for Butler out of Region 6. Now here come the Lady Bearcats. Taking a three is Faith Hyatt. Got it off to Baum, who drives, kisses the window, charge, missed anyway. And taking the charge is Gobert.
Gobert's stepped it up in this third quarter. Good block out possession before last. Drew a foul. Drew got a charge that time, taking a charge, and then knocking down some big shots.
Gobert lifting the Bearettes here to a four-point lead, and they'll work into forecourt. Across the timeline with a jogging dribble, and angling to the left side is Russell. Russell crossover dribble, lose two defenders, tough running eight-footer, would not fall. Defensive rebound by Johnson. Here comes Lady Johnson, 6 tonight, her average 19.1. Up top to Faith Hyatt, back out right wing, bomb baseline, nothing. Very patient here, like they were on their first field goal of this half. We near the 4.5-minute mark of the third. Good fake drive. Satterley goal. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Kick it out. And for 18, good by Alexander. No, but switch at Claire Cooper. She has seven. So how about Cooper and Gobert? Not big scores, but they both have five here early in the second half. But it's 31-30 Butler.
Absolutely what you want.
And a pass out on the wing, stolen. Stolen by Satterley. Goes up Johnson, but we got a foul in transition. Falcon will not count. There was a collision at about the foul line. Hitting the deck was a nice Russell for Butler. And they're going to call the foul on her.
May turn out to be a pretty good foul. Layup doesn't count. Butler staying in there man-to-man.
Baseline Johnson. Johnson driving to the blue paint here at Rupp Arena. Twisting her pivot foot. Nothing there either way. She turned. Got it back. Shoots the three. Splash.
That basket's looking bigger and bigger for Anderson County. Great shot that time by Lainey Johnson.
First three for Johnson, who averages 1.9 a game and 36%. Johnson now in the night, 1 of 5 from 3, 4 of 15 overall. But she's a good shooter. She'll keep pumping them up there. 33-31 Anderson County. They were down 6 a little bit ago. Good patience, Gobert. Gobert shoots another one way off left, but she banked it in.
Gobert knocked it in.
8 for Gobert all in this quarter. Nobody else has scored. She scored all eight for the Bearettes. Her average, 4. Babline Johnson, she's got a hot streak. Got it off right wing. Nothing there for Cooper. Back to Johnson. She hit it. Game heat up for Rupp Arena.
Tell you what, this is what you want to see. What a great Sweet 16 matchup.
36-34. Back on top goes Anderson County as we see and solve our way. It's Gobert. Front rim, no.
Heat check.
Yeah, and a good shot.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
Running it down into the corner for the rebound, Knight. Gobert flips it over left side. She's hit 2 threes. But as she gave it over to the reserve, Patrick couldn't hit the shot, and the rebound will skitter out of bounds. It'll be Anderson County. Their shooting has led them to a 2-point lead at 2:32. Of period number 3. They're 5 of 7 from the field this half. 4 for 4 from 3 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. And we want to acknowledge the dedicated work of Steve Brooks of Frankfort, now in his 43rd year of volunteering at the Sweet 16. He's the floor manager here at the tournament, helps to keep things running smoothly. And one of his jobs earlier in life had to be most interesting. Steve Brooks served as a driver for the late Kentucky Governor and Senator Happy Chandler, also baseball commissioner. Back to you, Greg.
5 ties, Southern lead switches. Anderson County, thanks to 5 of 7 shooting, leads 36-34 and with the ball. Not bad for Butler this half. They're 4 of 8, 2 of 4 from 3. Johnson driving. Cut off by Gobert's defense. Bounce it out to Faith Hyatt around left side. Driving to the goal. Blocked. Coming over, anticipating. Blocked by Knight. Scramble for the ball. Whistle sounds in the paint. And it's going to be a push. And it's going to be on a white uniform. And to say the push was against Malaya Patrick, who hit 2 threes back in the first half, her first.
Jenna Satterley that time just never gave up on the play because Butler had the ball and she just stripped it away.
2-point lead, Anderson County into Johnson. Johnson, Lady Johnson, goes to the lane, turns, forces up a 10-footer off the rim right. Rebound pulled down by Knight. Been a low-scoring night for Mariah Knight with just 6 points. She's been big on the boards on that one. Just her second rebound of the night. They've been out-rebounded by 7 by Anderson County, who's had those long kicking offensive rebounds. Driving into the lane, looking for a shot, not there. So they'll retreat it down low through Gobert and got it to the block to White, and she hits double figures with 10.
And she's automatic in there. They don't have anybody that can match up with her. Great job by Ramiah White and her teammates finding her.
Tied at 36, our 6th tie of the night. And going to the goal and a stop-and-go drive. And Satterley draws the harm. And Satterley's good at that. She hits 5.8 foul shots a game. Gets almost 7 foul shots. And, boy, does she make you pay. 87% foul shooter. Ranked 2nd in Kentucky high school basketball.
Yeah, she's got a great-looking shot. Good form.
Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. Take a 1-point lead and one more going, as you heard the officials say, for Jenna Satterley. Ironically, that's her first foul shot of the night in a low fouling game both ways. This one takes a trip around the orange iron and funnels down. She has 11. 38-36 Anderson County, 119 in the third. This one has been tight all the way. Game's been tied, 4 minutes, 54 seconds. Almost an 11-minute lead time for Butler. Inside, a little scoop missed at the lane and at the rim. No good by White, and a defensive rebound for Anderson County. They'll run it to Johnson. Johnson at the head of the key, backs it away. Defense played on her by Robinson. Johnson behind the back, lost the dribble, got it back. A cutter, got it inside, a pass on a bounce through the lane and threw it on top of the backboard. That was a nice bounce pass by Satterley to an open McGregor. But once she put it up with a little too much juice. And we'll go Butler's way in the last minute of the first of the third quarter here.
Look for Butler to go back inside to White. She had a good look last possession.
Now the head coach, Candace Wheeler, saying hold it. She talks to one of her point guards, Malia Patrick. They're going to hold for the last shot here of the third quarter. What if it was like this at the end of the game? 38-36 Anderson County. It may be the way these two teams have played. Now she engages with 13. Clock at 10. Right wing Bradley, 7. Inside, White moves. Offensive foul. Knocked down a waiting defender.
Right idea, but great job by Faith Hyatt standing there to take the charge from the much taller Remiah White at 6'3".
Versus Hyatt at 5'7". And with 5 seconds to go, a chance to throw it to half court, tipped away, ball's loose, ball goes to the corner, and time is down to a half second. Trying to chase it and get loose was Robinson. Couldn't get to the ball, so we'll bring the inbounds and should be at the end of the third quarter, 38-36 Anderson County. Got to get it in first. Johnson does. Clock expires. We have 8 minutes left, and it is tight in the opening round here as we come back after this for the final eight on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes. As easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Up. 38-36 Anderson County. Let's pause for station identification. 10 seconds on the Morgan & Morgan Kentucky Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM WWKY Winchester.
Time to muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Biggest stat we see, Mina, second chance points, 12-0. Anderson County through the game, and they've got the ball to start the second, the last eight. And a bad pass, head of the key, anticipation steal by Patrick, and she makes the layup, and we're deadlocked at 38.
Great steal by Patrick. Good take. She's had a nice game off the bench.
Leah Patrick hit those two threes in the first half, And then Gobert scored eight. A starter lob low to Johnson. Waits for defense to clear. Wow. Patience and banked it high off the window and in. 14 for Lady Johnson. 11 for Satterley. They've done it all the year, averaging about 37.5 between them. And they score 59.5 a game. They only give up 33. 40-38 in the first minute of the last eight here. Top of the key, left side, Knight. Nothing there. They're working down low, trying to get it to White, but they can't. Now Knight, and a double dribble, tapping her chest. She knew it. Turnover on Patrick, and that's turnover number six in the Bearettes. Anderson Kelly's made four.
Now that was a big possession that time. White was open underneath. They just couldn't get her the ball. Good defense by Anderson County.
Seven ties, seven lead switches. Neither team finding a big separation here. Both teams have had game-high runs of seven. Anderson County twice. Man-to-man defense for the Bearettes. The Lady Bearcats attack. Faith Hyatt head of the key. Left side bomb. Can't hit it from deep. Running the rebound down is Ramaya White, who averages 7.5 a game. White has just her fourth rebound tonight. She has 10 points. She's the only double-figure scorer. There's 12. Beautiful throw over the defense, and White will tie it at 40 at the goal.
Yeah, a good rim run that time. She pinned the player underneath the basket, was able to finish.
That's committed to Kentucky. Of course, a coaching change there. I know her coach said she hopes she sticks with Kentucky. Right side, Johnson, top of the key bomb. Bob works her way left with two dribbles. Hand off she goes to Cooper. Now back, and a handoff on the pass at the top of the key. Bradley tipped it away. The other way. Reverse shot. And good by Patrick, who has 10. She averages 3.8. And Butler retakes the lead on her eighth lead switch.
She used her body to protect the keep the defender away. What a beautiful play.
Boy, the denial of passes has been so good defensively. Johnson to tie it.
Great.
Boy, this has been a high-level game at Rupp Arena. 16 for Lady Johnson. 42-42. 5:19. Getting down to crunch time at Rupp. Low to White. Turns. Scores. Unstoppable. She has a dozen.
Got us a barn burner here.
Nine ties. Eight lead switches. Back and forth we go. Clock ticks down, and we hit the five-minute mark right now at Rupp Arena. Opening round of the tournament. Two teams already advanced to the quarters. Who's next? Johnson spins the lane, draws the harm. Eight-footer no. To the line she'll go. Already tonight, we have one more game to play. Franklin County and North Laurel, 29 wins each. Franklin County six losses, North Laurel five. Earlier today, Bowling Green, 46-44 over Owsley County. McCracken County dispatch Russell, 50-33, as we're underway in the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. First foul shot, no good by Johnson, a 77% shooter. They're 4 of 5 from 3 this half and 7 of 13 overall. From the foul line, now 3 of 4 as Johnson hits it. And Anderson County pulls within one of Butler, 44-43. 30-second timeout called by the veteran coach. Playbird whistle. Getting tight here. Take a trip to Moorhead. The trip from Butler High School in Louisville to Moorhead covers 141 miles. And Anderson County High School in Lawrenceburg is 97 miles away from Moorhead. Let's go to Carl Nathy. We'll take a trip to the sidelines.
And the report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. In the huddles, defense, the big topic for both coaches. Candace Wheeler of Butler, Anderson County, Clay Birdwhistle. Specifically, he wants his guards to come out and guard closer to the half court. Force the Butler deep offense, I should say, to make decisions a little sooner once they cross that timeline. Back to you.
As they always say, guard your yard. 448. Like you're a prison guard at Alcatraz. Guard your yard. Here we go. Who's going to move on to Friday's quarters? Left side corner. Good. Gobert has been huge in the second half. With 11, she averages four. The 5'3 senior leading the Bearettes to their biggest lead of the night at 47-43. Anderson County not on the ropes yet, but in a spot above her and another pass. Gobert stole it, but as she slides with the ball right in front of us, she hits the sidelines. The unexpected hero of this one so far, 5'3 senior Amari Gobert.
She has absolutely turned it up in this half.
And their defense has been spot on here in half two for their first year head coach. Johnson drives inside, draws a double, misses, rebound touched out, and they say off the body of Gobert. Well, you look at Johnson, she has 17, Satterley has 11. Satterley, and on the other side, 14 for White, 10 for Patrick, 11 for Gobert, all here in the second, 16. 4 minutes, 4 seconds, nearing 7/8 of the game in regulation play. Top of the key, Cooper, left elbow, bounce inside, rising from 8, shot a little short, followed though by girl Avery inside, had to wait and see who it was. It was bomb, and she couldn't get it to go. Anderson County missed it here. They've been outscored here in fourth quarter, 11-5, and from a two-point lead, they're down 4 with 3:35 to go. Deep 3.
Oh!
Banking it in is Aisha Russell.
Sometimes you got to have a little luck. Banked it in.
50-43, Butler, 3:20 to go. A drive and a run on the run. Foot fire. Good by Satterley. Feeling the pressure and the moment. She has 13. 50-45. It was a 6-0 run by Butler. They lead by 5. Anderson County needs a defensive stop. Russell, who banked in the 3, drives. Body bump. Got the block up top, but the bump at the hip had already occurred.
Right, the very clean block, but got her with the body all the way.
Ready for the stretch run here in horse country. It's 50-45 Butler when we return. 2:58 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
You know, it's those defensive stops that kind of fuel you. And while Anderson County was red hot, 5 of 7 in the third quarter, just 3 of 7 this quarter. Meanwhile, look at what Butler has done. 6 for 6 from the field, 2 for 2 from 3, even banked one in. And you look at the totals. Knight, who leads them at 15.5 a game, she has 6 tonight. Johnson on the other side leads with 17-7-20, and Satterley 13-5-10.
You know, and give Butler credit. You know, Anderson's done a great job on Knight, but the bench players for Butler have come in and really sparked Butler in this ball game.
Especially Gobert in the foul shot as they try to close the door. Russell would bank in that huge 3. Now she hits a foul shot. She's 3 for 3 from the line. And they expand the lead, second with no good, to a 51-45 game. As we head down the stretch, Butler by 6, 2:50 to go. And again, they deny a pass and steal it. This is Knight with the steal. Stops in the block and scores.
And how smart was that? She had a defender on her. She jump stopped, made a little pivot move, and ended up finishing strong.
So Knight adds to her total. She has 14 to lead the team. 3 out of the way, no good, and Anderson County is on the gangplank as they are 3 of 8, and they've committed a bunch of turnovers, 4 of them in this quarter. and just 7 for the game. Defense wins games. Driving right side of the goal, finding as she drove right, found the waiting Knight, and Russell with a dime. Roy Russell's been big here late in the game, and all of a sudden, the Butler Bearettes roll out from a tight one to the biggest lead, the only double figure lead of the night at 10. The Southland Dairy Farmers know the best way to energize your game is with chocolate milk. For more information, visit southlanddairyfarmers.com. I usually, on the way home from big tournament games, stop and get me a big old chocolate milk from Southland. It's the best thing going.
It is the best thing going. I absolutely love some chocolate milk.
All right, let's go down to Carl Nathy.
And this sideline report, Greg, is brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. And you're the last time out prior to this one. The Butler head coach, Candace Wheeler, was in the huddle, and she was really talking offense. She was talking about, let's take advantage of the opportunities which have come their way. They've set some screens. They've been good defensively and converted on the offensive end. Back to you.
Butler's found the magic at the right time. They are 8-for-8 from the field this quarter. Holding the lead. This game was tight at 44-42. It was tied at 42. It's 55-45 now as we hit the two-minute mark. From 42 all, this is what Anderson County did to other teams late, but not tonight. Turning on the baseline, getting to the block, Satterley turns and hits. She's had a big game, averages 18.3 a game, and Satterley now has 15. Throw low to White, foul. They run the transition, they don't back it away, they don't try to stall, they keep playing their game, and Bradley found White, and she'll go to the line at 63%.
And that was textbook press offense. They reversed the ball, it hit middle, threw it out opposite, and got a good look down low.
A 13-3 run appears to be the decider. By the way, White just hit the foul shot. That was her 100th attempt of the year, 63 of 100. Got them both.
Beautiful. What a great touch for a big girl.
You see why she's a Power 5 recruit, committed to Kentucky. She has a big smile, gets a high five from her head coach. They run defense in with Amari Robinson now. Back to a 10-point lead. Time running out on Anderson County here. Down by 10, 90 seconds to go. Angling to the right is Satterley. Behind the back, looking for a shot, spinning to the lane. Goes off the bomb. Time ticking. Johnson knows it. Trying to find a shot. Good defense on her. Way out high. Cooper missed the three. Offensive rebound for a moment. Turning, pumping it up. No good. Off the miss by Satterley. And a rebound foul called defensively on Mariah Knight.
Yeah, that was tough. They both went up for it at the same time. She just got caught her on the back a little bit. And great defense this possession by Butler. Let's see if they can hold them here on this inbounds play.
Here's a lob in to Johnson. Johnson driving to the paint. Contact, puts it up, rolls off. Difference in shooting. 8-for-8 on one side, 4-for-12 on the other. But it mattered in the last 8. And Butler has been near perfect defensively and offensively. And the Butler Bearhead fans come to their feet in a battle of two schools with red clad fans. And Anderson County not fouling. Almost a white flag here. And now they do. But they burn time. And Johnson fouls.
Yeah, if you're going to foul, I would have expected them to foul much earlier than that. But like you said, maybe they know that their show's over here.
8-for-8 from the field. 2-of-2 from 3 and 3-of-4 from the foul line. UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA in the Sweet 16 tournament. Glad you're along with us from historic Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. 4 more opening round games tomorrow, 1 later tonight between Franklin County and North Laurel. Judy Munson, Chuck Mraz will have the call of that one, and we'll all be back here tomorrow for 4 more opening round opening round games. So the tilts will get us down to 8 here as we go down to the Final 4 on Saturday in this great event.
You know, you talk about going down the stretch in games like this in the Sweet 16. red zone play. You couldn't ask Butler to play any better than they have in the last 3 minutes, but the entire quarter, the entire fourth quarter, they have lit it up. And their defensive intensity, I mean, spectacular.
Yeah, off the charts. We asked Candace Wheeler before the game, you played in an NCAA championship game, high level. Do you use that and impart some knowledge to your team? She said, absolutely we do. I talk about it. And you kind of seen him be tournament tested here. Fourth coach in as many years. And the kids bought in, and they are 24 seconds away with a 10-point lead from going to the quarterfinals. They'll play the winner in game two of the quarterfinals on Friday at 1:30 Eastern time. It'll either be Franklin County or North Laurel, almost identical records. And there's a rare miss. It comes from the foul line. They are 3-for-5 from the foul line this half, have not missed a field goal. And more importantly, they have forced 4 turnovers this half. Second foul shot good by Amari Robinson, who had that good defense. Biggest lead of the day at 11. 23 seconds and ticking. Anderson County, another great season. It will be their third loss. Driving to the goal, Satterley. Jenna Satterley, the senior, headed for Freed Hardman. She has 17. 10 seconds to go. Butler, punch your ticket. You're playing in the quarters on Friday. The Butler Bearettes roar to victory with a fantastic near-perfect fourth quarter and win it 58-49. I know shooting is good, but it was defense that did it.
Like you said, defense wins games, and they absolutely put on a defensive clinic there in that fourth quarter. Butler Bearettes.
Handshake line. Sadness for Anderson County. Hold your heads high, though. The Lady Bearcats in 32-3 in the year. And Butler out of Region 6 is now 27-8. Carl Dafey has one of our stars tonight. Carl?
Our electrifying player of the game is number 24, Malia Patrick. 10 points, 4 assists, but a great team effort. Congratulations. What was the key in that second half?
The key was locking on D, offensive rebounds and all that, and just we didn't want to go home. We not going home. Trust. So we been here all 4 years, we not going home.
Your first year head coach, she's doing quite a job.
Yes, we are blessed to have Candace Wheeler. I swear to God, we are so blessed to have her. She's the reason why we are here today, I swear.
Good luck in the quarterfinals.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she is, our electrifying player of the game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. The final score, Butler 58, Anderson County 49. We will continue. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Well, the tables turned on Anderson County because they had a 12-4 end to beat Spencer County in the regional final by three, a 16-3 end when it was tied late against South Oldham. But tonight, a 13-3 run by Butler. But the game was tied at 42 early in the fourth quarter. We've mentioned it, but you got to keep mentioning what Butler did in the fourth quarter. 8 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3, banked one in, 4 of 6 from the foul line. But defense, they forced 4 of the 7 turnover Anderson County made in that fourth quarter. And it was denial of the pass at the top of the key for the most part.
It was great. It, like I said, it was a defensive clinic. They had their hands in the passing lane. They were getting the outside hand, getting that deflection and running it down and getting that steal for easy baskets. And, you know, Anderson just didn't have an answer for White, who scored 16 points tonight.
I mean, it's hard to deal with a 6'3", 6'4 player that gets that low position on the block, and White did that. That's why she's a Power 5 recruit. She ends with 16 tonight, 10 points for Patrick, 10 points for Knight, 11 for Gobert, who was tremendous, all of them in the second half. She had 8 of them in the third quarter. She's 4 of 8, 3 of 5 from the field, and 17 for the two stars of Anderson County as Satterley scores 17. And so does Johnson. They are the main scorers all year. But this is a Butler team that put 58 on the board against a team that's number one in the state, controlling tempo and allowing only 33.3 a game, beat their opponents by over 26 a game, third biggest scoring margin in the state. But Butler was up to the task, and when the game was on the line, the Bearettes were as sharp as you would expect a girls' high school basketball team to be on the biggest stage.
Yeah, they a game there, especially in that fourth quarter. And, you know, kudos to the Butler Bearettes bench. They outscored Anderson's bench 13-4. And when you got players coming off the bench contributing like that, it's a bonus.
All right, we'll have more after this. We'll hear from the winning coach on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network next.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Candace Bingham played in the Sweet 16 when she was a player at Manual And now, Candace Bingham Wheeler is a winning coach, taking her team to the quarterfinals as the Bearcats win tonight, 58-49 over Anderson County.
Yeah, I mean, it was back and forth in that first half, but I think the difference was just defensively in that that second half. But I'm excited. We're moving on. We get to stay another day, so I'm excited about that.
She nailed it. We nailed it, Coach, because you look at a game of 9 ties, 8 leads, which is Butler led for 16-16 of the game, behind for 8 minutes, 54 seconds, tied for almost 7 minutes of the game. But while they were outscored, second chance points, 12-0, most in the first half on the offensive rebounds by Anderson. They win points in the paint by 10, points off turnovers 8-3, and bench points, as you said, 13-4, and fast break points 6-0.
It was just a great game all around. Hats off to Anderson County. They, for the longest time, kept having an answer to anything Butler did. But down the stretch, they locked in on defense. They shut them down. They made it difficult for Satterley and Johnson, and they came away with the big win.
Our Kentucky Beef Council Pro Team Power Rebounder of the game is Anijah Russell of Butler with 5 boards. Did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. And you talk about our KEA difference maker of the game. What about what Amari Gobert did? She had not scored in the first half. She comes out and scores 8 in the third quarter, 11 for the game. And Gobert was lights out when they made the run from behind to ahead. 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. Ended with 11 points. You never know. She was a starter, but kind of a role player. She stepped up into a star role tonight.
Yeah, she was super quiet in that first half. And then the start the third quarter, she comes out and knocks down that big, like a little driving jump shot from the baseline, and then comes down and hits a 3. You couldn't ask for a better start to the third quarter, but what a great job by her stepping her game up.
Gobert, the KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? We'll be back after this as Butler moves on. Who will they play? We're going to find out later tonight with Franklin County and North Laurel here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Let's thank our teammates on this broadcast of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Mina Todd provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm Greg Stottlemyre, bringing you the play-by-play. Final score, Butler 58, Anderson County 49. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.